Now, to figure out the multiplicity, the number of signals that we observe per signal, we need to consider the number of protons in a chemically equivalent group. So you recall that we use symmetry or internal rotation to figure out whether the hydrogens in a group are chemically equivalent or not. And then we ascertain how many bonds distant we are from our chemically equivalent group to the hydrogen of interest. So in this case here, looking at this alkene, you can see that we've got in blue two hydrogens which are chemically equivalent, and in red the two methyl groups are chemically equivalent. So we would expect then to find that there would be two signals for these particular hydrogen groups in the proton NMR. But each of these signals will not be coupled to the next because they're separated by more than three bonds. So you can see hydrogen to carbon is one bond, carbon to carbon is another bond, carbon to carbon double bond, another bond, carbon to hydrogen, another bond. So we're simply too far apart to couple together the nucleus.